Script.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me write something down. You ready? I'm ready. Go.
No, I just wanted to tell you that I realized today, I was looking, I was like, what am I going to wear tonight on the show?
And that's what you came up with?
Representing Glasgow, Scotland. But I'm like, we've done how many shows now on the camera? I don't have that many.
Yeah.
Shirts. Like, and what am I supposed to go through every show and go, oh, okay, and check mark it off? Like, I don't remember. So if anybody sees me wearing the same thing, tough shit.
We do a bunch. Yeah. We don't have a wardrobe for every fucking show. Because I've done that too. I'm like, have I worn this recently? I don't go so far as have I worn this at all, but just have I worn it recently.
Well, maybe that's the way I need to look at it. All right. So. We're going to stop being gay and let's move forward. Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad, not too bad. God, how are you?
I've got good energy. How's your energy? Let me try that again. How is your energy?
It's not too bad, not too bad. Pretty mellow.
Just what I want to hear.
I've got a cough because I've had something in my throat.
Yeah, you have.
It's left a little tickle in there. So, anyway.
Don't tell me you were trying the rainbow kiss.
No.
Go ahead.
I did run across an interesting story. Kind of brought, you know, maybe some discussion around this. I was kind of curious your thoughts on this. A gentleman by the name of Forey J. Smith. Have you heard that name before?
I have not.
So he's a Yellowstone actor.
That show's insane. Everybody, I haven't seen it, but everybody talks about it.
So
have you seen it?
I've started it.
Is it good?
I haven't got through a full season of it, but I've started it. It seems like it's pretty interesting. I just haven't. It hasn't caught me.
What a high five for our review that
has
was.
Has not caught my interest completely.
All right.
I keep trying to give it a chance, just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, they're similar.
Similar.
Okay, so this guy is on Yellowstone, and what happened?
So anyway, he was kicked off of a plane. Because the report, or actually he says he was kicked off a plane because he did not want to sit next to a masked passenger. So a passenger with a mask was sitting next to him and he wanted to move seats. And he was very adamant to the plane, the attendants and...
The plane people?
Plane folks, that he wanted to be moved. So ultimately they moved his ass off the plane. So
off the plane.
Off the plane. He was kicked off the plane.
What? So let me get this straight. Hey, look, if you don't want to sit by somebody masked, there's multiple reasons. It's either we do this every show. Hold on, I hear the songs about. There it goes. But you know, there's multiple reasons. If it's just as a protest, like screw mask wearers, I'm not one of those.
That's okay. What he said. He's so it said. Forey then calls out an unknown, unnamed group of people for not standing up and calling out all the bullshit surrounding wearing a mask, and reiterates the mask on other passengers' face made him uncomfortable.
But it wasn't just about, it wasn't because that he thought that person had something necessarily.
And that's what I kept reading through the story. I was wanting to see if there was a little twist. Maybe the passenger felt like they were sick and that made him feel uncomfortable, even though he was also wearing a mask. But no, he's come out very adamantly saying he's totally anti-vax. He actually went as far as saying he doesn't even vaccinate his dogs or his horse.
No.
Well, And that's his extreme position on that. So,
well, there it is. So he doesn't want to. It's a protest. It's a form of protest. He's like, no, screw this guy.
I mean, at this point down the line, is it really worth that argument to get kicked off a damn plane?
No, it's not. I don't think he thought he. I think he probably thought, I'm the Yellowstone guy. I'm big shit.
Maybe they'd kick that person off.
However, I don't know if it was that far. However. Was there anybody else around him that was willing to sit in the damn seat that he could,
right.
he could have switched with? That's my thing.
Right.
Come on. And that there was nobody and that they kicked him off the flight because of it, it just seems extreme.
Well, you'd have to assume he was sitting first class being a Yellowstone actor right. of, I think they said, 45
again,
episodes. And
again, if he stood up and said, would anybody sit here for me, please, because... whatever. I guarantee you somebody would be like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Let me switch, yeah.
As long as it's not, you know, he's going from first class to whatever, and he's not, you know.
Do you think he was trying to make a scene? Just maybe he had a bad day and saw this as an opportunity to make a scene?
I just think, not a scene, I just think he was, I think there are certain people on the far right and on the far left and on the far mask and the far non-mask that just...
Maybe it just ticked him off at this particular time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to share all of my mask views, but I'm not a crazy mask person, but if I see somebody with a mask, I might say, is that necessary? But I don't be like, dumbass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm the same way. I mean, it's very much, I don't care if you wear a mask or don't wear a mask. That's your prerogative. So, I mean... it's not going to be to the point where they're going to kick me off the fucking plane, you know?
If he thought that person had something and he was vulnerable to it, maybe his immune system was weak or, like, you know, he had autoimmune issues, maybe. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like that's what that was.
No. And honestly, I mean, speaking bluntly, I wouldn't mind a person next to me on a plane wearing a mask because the breath fucking stinks after a long flight anyway. So it's
very
like,
true.
You know what? I don't want to smell your damn breath, so I'm fine with that. So... that's just my...
you're person. Seeking out people with masks.
Yeah, just... yeah, let's not... because I always find the people that want to chat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, so, you know me. I'll that's me.
And I'm the same way. I'll talk to any damn body, but it's like, you know...
I've met so many friends on planes.
Oh, absolutely.
That we're going to keep in touch. We're going to lifelong friends. And I think...
become Facebook buddies.
Maybe one of them.
Maybe.
I kept in touch with. Maybe. And I don't even know where he is at.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So I need to check that show out. I haven't seen it yet. Everyone just raves about it.
Maybe we'll have a guys' night where we watch Yellowstone.
Yeah, we'll bulge.
Really?
Binge.
We're going to bulge something?
Bulge somewhere. Moving on to butthurt comments.
Speaking of bulge.
This is the best. This may be the best one yet, Trey.
Yeah? I know which one you're talking about.
You've seen it.
I made a comment to her.
We both did, and
still trying to figure out how to spell the word.
She got so mad.
Oh.
At us talking about Tay Tay.
Yeah.
Which we know they get upset about, but it was about when we thought that she might be Prego, and that Trey insinuated that he thought that maybe that she swallowed.
Yeah, you can't get pregnant.
You can't get pregnant that way. And that maybe it looked like she was gagging something up on stage.
Yeah.
That was a joke, lady.
I thought so.
That was called humor. And if you don't like that humor, you don't have to listen to us. That's fine. But to feel like you have to come on and type a paragraph out, you made the butthurt comment for the show.
Especially when she uses big words that I don't understand. Yeah.
So this lady, I can't tell by her picture.
If she's a lady
or not? She's older. she's older than we are, but she's not old.
That's super old. Then.
But her comment was the following. Her name is Karen, which applies.
No shit. I didn't realize that.
You guys are disgusting.
Oh.
Sitting around literally gossiping like hens about whether
like
Taylor Swift might be pregnant and talking about a picture that captured her coughing while singing, parentheses, she could have had a cold or inhaled a bug.
That's what she inhaled.
as unflattering and suggesting morning sickness or gagging from lovemaking. Just shut the fuck up and stop with the misogyny. With and I think what? That's the word you had a problem with, misogyny.
Misogyny.
You asked her, you wanted clarification.
I've had my knee massaged before.
Right. I think you did. You asked her, you said, can you please clarify the spelling and the meaning of the word?
Misogyny.
I had so many comments, dude. I need to just let these people go because this woman clearly is not our target audience.
At all.
And I told her that. I said, the elderly women apparently aren't our target audience. And I just don't understand why oral sex is viewed as like a negative. Does she really have a problem with the fact that Taylor might be taking care of her man in a very special way?
Yes, very special way.
You know, she's not going to get pregnant that way. I mean, does she really have a problem with that?
I guess so.
I guarantee you, Karen, you've probably taken your fair share in the mouth. I'm just saying. I said, Karen, you sound fun at parties. I was just like, come on, like, whatever. And she, I got to go with her response. I am familiar, because I said, you must not be familiar with podcasts, because you make jokes.
Or humor.
Yeah, fun or humor. And she says, I'm familiar with podcasts, just sorry I came across yours.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Okay. Easy, Karen. Meow.
I love the New Heights podcast. She's
a Kelsey fan.
She's promoting New Heights.
Yeah.
Whatever New Heights.
That's the Kelsey podcast.
Does
that make sense now?
Well, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So she loves, but Kelsey doesn't talk about how Taylor blows him.
No,
so
I'm sure he doesn't mention that on there.
You might like that. And she goes, parentheses, I am fun at parties.
Oh.
Can you see this holy like? She's like, I'm fun.
She brings multi types of dips and stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't look like yours has got too many likes. By the way, it had just come out like 5 minutes prior.
Yeah.
But to each his own, I'll keep scrolling if I accidentally come across yours again.
Sounds good.
And that's your prerogative.
Miss out on this, Karen, though.
I'll tell you what. Why take the time?
See, that makes my Taylor angry. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, if anybody can see, she kind of looks like Jenny McCarthy right there.
She looks upset.
She's angry. And mine can't believe it. She's like, what the fuck is going on with Karen? Karen, I like to blow Travis Kelce.
Maybe that's her look when he drops his pants, you know?
That's it.
What she does.
So I left another comment or two after that, but that was the butter comment. Totally worth it, right? I mean, come on.
I think so.
Karen, I hope you're doing well, and we are good guys, and we don't wish anything We don't wish anything bad to happen to you, but come on. Just laugh a little bit. Understand that you might be a little bit old for our humor, and that's the problem.
I mean, we're talking about, what, she's mid-30s? I mean, it's not like she's a little girl.
How many blowjobs do you think Karen's given? Based on her...
on that response?
Yeah.
Two.
See, I think she's covering up. I think she's it's like 50.
Okay. She doesn't want to.
She was like lining up in high school.
Oh, shit. Underneath the bleachers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
I'm going with it, Karen. So fight back. Give us another butter comment.
She was smoking something different than cigarettes.
Yeah.
Karen.
By the way, people, we have an eclipse coming up. Did you know that, Trey?
I didn't.
Of course you didn't.
Should I know that?
No. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I keep hearing about this eclipse.
You know, I've had everybody ask, did you get your glasses yet? And I'm just like, I don't.
I've heard counties are pushing to have schools shut down for the day, worried about emergency situations.
Because all the kids are going to look at it. Why don't you keep
Or just do stupid shit. Yeah, maybe look up.
Just keep them inside. It's supposed to be 3 minutes.
I was about to say, how long is it actually supposed to be?
It's supposed to be 3 fucking minutes. I'm sorry, I don't know why I got so mad.
Well, for me, that's a long time. At least that's what I tell.
It's a long time.
Anyway.
So Monday, April the 8th.
Okay. Put it on my calendar.
Please, If you don't hear this before the eclipse, then think Trey and I are not doing well. It's called a total solar eclipse. Total solar eclipse.
Tell me what that means.
What that means, Trey, and just so our listeners know, is that's when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, covering the sun for a moment.
Oh. Yeah. So it gets pitch dark then.
It ends up looking like, apparently it ends up looking like dusk. So it's not like pitch black.
Yeah.
It's just like, it'll be one.
Like a cloud.
It'll be one in the afternoon and it'll look like the sun's going down. Is what is my understanding.
And then the sun coming back.
Good job. Then the sun comes back.
I understand.
So, real quick, because this show, if you ever doubt us on our safety, we have always made sure that you are prepared. Safety. We talked about going to Africa. We talked about all these things.
Yeah.
You have to be safe and prepared, right, Trey?
We're like a PBS after school special.
That's right.
We need a little theme song.
That talks about BJs.
Only between consenting adults.
Right. Well, obviously there has to be consent.
Yeah.
Number one on this eclipse, Trey. View the sun through eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer. Whatever the hell that is. Where do you get one of those?
I have no idea, but also heard a floppy disk works.
Didn't we use those in the 80s?
I don't even know where to
find it. Wasn't that like Oregon Trail back in the 80s in school? You put that in the disk? Yeah. I mean, it was fun, but I don't have a floppy disk on me.
I don't have a floppy disk either.
I don't even think anywhere would. If you walked into Best Buy and you're like, do you have any floppy disks? They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
A what?
Maybe it's like the dog. No, it was, I think it was 80s. I really do.
Okay.
But
anyway.
Sure, there were some discs in the 90s. So, or a handheld solar viewer during the partial eclipse phases before and after totality. So the whole way through.
You have to have the glasses on if you want to stare up.
Right, if you want to look at it. You can view the eclipse directly without proper eye protection only when the moon completely obscures the sun's bright face. So no. So during the brief and spectacular period known as totality, you'll know it's safe when you can no longer see any part of the sun through eclipse glasses or a solar viewer. So if you're looking through a solar, I don't even know what a solar viewer looks like, but I'm going to look like binoculars.
Okay. I mean, that sounds good to
if
me.
If at that point you can no longer see anything,
then it's okay
that
to
means
take them off.
It's okay to take them down real fast.
So otherwise you just keep driving down the highway and don't worry about it.
Exactly. Or stay in your house and do whatever you need, or work, or
it's on whatever. A Monday, so that sucks.
I don't have the time. Did you hear the time? Fuck it.
I thought you said something.
Do your research.
Two? No.
Did I say? I don't remember.
I thought you said a time.
It didn't say.
Okay.
I think
your own research.
Do your own research. I think it's early afternoon, but whatever.
Okay. I think you did say early afternoon.
As soon as you see even a little bit of the bright sun.
Put it back on.
As opposed to the dark sun. Reappear after totality. Remember, totality is total coverage. Immediately put your eclipse glasses back on or use a handheld solar viewer. Again, don't know what the hell that is.
Or you can use a floppy disk.
A floppy disk. But those are the guidelines from the official, like, NASA. Well, actually, NASA claims they don't sponsor any brand. They're not taking liability for anything. But what I found funny about this article, which is from like a National kind of Geographic type publication, is they show all these different things you can try and use and people have done in the past. And they're like, this doesn't work.
Didn't work.
It shows like old ladies with binoculars, but they have covers on them. Just no. Use what we just told you. That's it. There are special glasses or, oh, by the way, skin safety. The sun will be very bright, apparently, which is why we're not supposed to look at it. So if you're watching the entire eclipse, you may be in direct sunlight for hours because it, it, it slowly comes together, but it nothing matters until it finally gets together.
Gotcha.
But it's extra bright. So wear sunscreen, a hat, and protective clothing.
Just like any normal sunny day, right?
Just like going on the beach. I just wanted to share that with our listeners so that nobody can blame. Nobody can say, you know what? Stay in the Gray podcast did not warn us of this.
They don't care.
I am now blind.
Fuck you, Stay in the Gray.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Good job, okay. Brian.
There we go. I had to make sure.
That was beautiful.
I had to make sure that our listeners were prepared. Let's go from a solar eclipse to this is going to be interesting, Trey. You know the lovely friendly group ISIS, correct?
Right.
They are a terrorist organization, and this one actually, apparently, I'm learning, is called ISIS-K.
Yes. I didn't know they had divisions.
Yeah, they have divisions, and this is Khorasan?
Yeah, sure.
And they they broke away, and they are supposedly...
They broke away, so they...
Supposedly. Well, they broke away from the other...
ISIS group?
So ISIS broke away from the Taliban and from Al-Qaeda, right? Okay. So now all the terrorist groups are like in divisions. Great. That's all we need. And now ISIS is splitting into divisions. And that's this crazy. Is a region. And now what they're doing to compete with each other is who can do the bigger, who can perform the bigger attack.
Really?
Which doesn't bode well for anybody that.
So do they have different beliefs?
No, not really.
Why are they in different?
Well, they believe that anybody that doesn't follow their form of Islam, that's the problem I have with that religion. Is it's, you know, in our country, Christianity is like divided into different, different denominations, but it's not like the Baptists and the Methodists are bombing each other.
Gotcha.
And over there, it's like, well, your form of Islam is different than mine, so fuck you, and it becomes an attack. I mean, you're talking about ISIS-K attacking Pakistan and, you know, and all the places where these other ISIS people are. I mean, it's insane.
So ISIS attacking other forms of ISIS? Are you serious?
Yep.
Damn, where have I been?
Yeah, well, I didn't know this. Trey, if it makes you feel better, I didn't know this till I started looking at this story.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that ISIS-K attacked Russia.
I heard about that.
Last Friday, 22nd, there were some gunmen that ran in first to Crocus City Hall, which is in Moscow, and they began shooting. There were four of them, and they just opened fire. But then they set fire, literal fire, to the concert hall. This was a concert, and I forget the name of the band. I should look that up. They set fire to the concert hall that the band was playing at with flammable liquid. Helicopters tried to drop water, and it took 10 hours to get the fire out. The attack itself was 20 minutes long. 137 people were killed. 60 were in critical condition. The immediate response, of course, was, hey, guess what? Ukraine must have helped them.
Right.
Because it's Russia. And of course, Zelensky and Ukraine are like, okay, you know, we might have some issues, but we're not dealing with that.
Well, let me stop right quick. What would be the issue if Ukraine did do this?
Well, collaborating with known terrorists isn't probably something that the world would appreciate.
Okay, I see that aspect of it. I'm saying is did they think ISIS, or so they're saying that they thought Ukraine got ISIS to do this as opposed to having Ukraine
it was do this? Putin and just an immediate kind of like, well, since Ukraine and Russia are at war, then maybe ISIS went to Ukraine and said, hey, we'll get in there for you.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Kind I see of what thing. You're saying. And, okay. I, and I don't think that's it. I think.
I guess I was going at it as if it was Ukraine. People that attacked it. Okay, what's the?
No. It's all. They're all. Their names are all unpronounceable.
So yeah. I saw the four names.
Yeah.
Suspects. Anyway, go ahead.
Suspects. Yeah. Well. If they didn't do it, they're getting fucked up right now.
I heard they were beat to hell when they showed up in front of court.
And that's what I was going to tell you. So the issue now is that the Russians, look, our country tries their best to go to trial, you know, follow the laws, Geneva Conventions, all this bullshit. And I say bullshit because you know me and the death penalty. And this will be interesting because you and I have argued about this before. Mm-hmm. I think that somebody does something like this, just get rid of them, mm-hmm. kill them, they're done. Because they're taking innocent lives. They took 137 lives, 60, some of the 60 are probably gone now too. You, on the other hand, thought, all right, well, that's too easy. Well, apparently so does Russia. Because they took these guys, and I'm just going to give you a couple. One of them they cut his ear off and made him eat it. One of them, I'm telling you, I don't know, I've never heard of that, but that's what they're doing. Hmm. The other one was pantsless in a room, and he was getting his balls shocked with electricity.
Damn.
One guy was knocked out, and his eye was popped out. They're not going to sit here and put you through a trial. This is Russia. This is an enemy that the United States, that you and I have talked about on end, about Ukraine and Putin and Tucker Carlson. And now you've got two of our quote unquote enemies going after each other. And Russia's got hostages, and they're letting them know this is what happens when you do this to us.
So were these beatings trying to get more information, or were they beating?
I don't think it was trying to get information. I think
they're just beating the shit out of them. Yeah.
I mean, because that was them entering the trial.
Gotcha.
They hadn't even had it yet. And so what do you think about that? You like that? Because I would think you would like that, because you're saying, okay, jail is, or you know, it's too, death penalty is too easy.
Yeah.
And so let's fuck them up.
I would have put them in gym pop with other Russian inmates and
told them what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said, we'll be back in a couple hours. And then whoever survives can go to trial.
Right.
You know?
Whoever survives. Yeah, that's good. It's like the weird ass enemy Hunger Games kind of thing.
Right.
My question before we end the segment, because we've got so much to get to tonight, is I feel like in this country right now, in our country, United States, I feel like I've heard people on both sides, and it's just killing me, dude. It makes me so furious that somebody would take one of those sides because they feel they have to choose a side.
Yeah.
Everybody in this country feels like every issue you have to take a side. I literally heard or read or somebody say that, you know, way to go, ISIS, get Putin. You're cheering for ISIS. And then the other side of it is, you know, good, they're torturing ISIS. Okay, well, but it's
Russia.
This is supposed to be our enemy. Why can't we sit here and go,
it's a fucked up situation.
These idiots are screwing each other up. Okay, whatever. Like, and sit over here in the West and take care of our country.
Well, speaking of our country, I was reading into this a little bit, and it said that the U.S. had warned them about this. Did Russia not take this into account?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something I was just going to kind of like leave out there. But look at my man over here. I did hear that. I heard that the United States said, Russia, we have intelligence that says that somebody's looking to get in there, and ISIS is looking to make an attack. And of course, it honestly, I probably don't blame Russia. Like, why would you listen to us? We're quote unquote enemy. And they didn't listen, and it happened. And it happened and on a large scale. I mean, you're looking at almost 200 people either killed or critical, and how many other injured. And who knows where it ends? And so,
did they say if any of them were Americans? Because I mean, it does say in here that the U.S. embassy had publicly advised Americans to stay away from events, including concert venues,
right,
because of this potential terrorist attack. So, Did it say if any Americans happen to be there?
I didn't see that. It didn't say that there were. And, you know, Russia's not quite the hot spot for Americans right now. Mm. So hopefully
I can, I guess I'm not sure that I want not everybody partying. Else,
not that I want other people to die, but hopefully there were no Americans there, yeah. But, I did not hear that. So hopefully that news will come out in the next couple of days. But that's it for that. I mean, I wanted to bring it up because it happened. You're talking about a terrorist organization that has carried out attacks on all parts of the Western civilization.
Right.
And that they are clearly our enemy, and it becomes religious. And that's when because our country's not supposed to be religious overall. It is mostly Christian because it was founded by Christianity and blah, blah, blah. But Russia's a country that's not religious, and they've made it clear that, like, atheism is their official...
No shit.
Yeah, like, or I, being agnostic or however it is. They have no religion in Russia. Correct me if I'm wrong, people, but that's my understanding.
Gotcha.
And so you do that, and all of a sudden, what? So it's because Russia's Western culture, but I don't know if they are. So what was the motivation?
Yeah,
and that's what I don't know. So
I'm sure more will come out.
We'll see, but you needed to hear that. Let's come back across over here to our country and talk about a man who. I don't know how to lead into this.
I don't know why I've got lyrics in my head. You're talking about let's come back around the world, and one of his songs is "Been Around the World, and I've Been Player Hated." What? I don't know, and I don't know why. Why they want us faded? That's a P. Diddy song.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
that's great.
I don't know why they hate us.
Well, you shouldn't say that because that's a beautiful segue.
Is it Our Ladies?
I don't know any P. Diddy songs, but we're going to talk about Sean P. Diddy Combs real quick.
Hit me.
And this is going to be real quick. I don't know if you've heard about this. I'm sure most of you have, that there's something going on with this guy. I thought he was fantastic in Get Him to the Greek, if you saw that movie. I always thought he was kind of one of the quote-unquote good guys.
Yeah.
Of hard, you know, rap and whatever.
Gangsta rap.
Yeah, whatever. But he has now been accused of the following, Trey. They had two of his houses raided by U.S. Homeland Security in L.A. and Miami. Of course, he denies everything. He's saying none of this is true.
Yeah.
There are four things. Sex trafficking, sexual abuse and rape, illegal firearms, and illegal narcotics. Distribution.
It's not a good list.
So when I started making notes, and I'll say this right off the bat, I was gonna try and get every, you know, complaint or case in that I could for the information, and I just gave up because there's so much.
Yeah.
There's so many of them, and so I only did a couple. His former partner kind of started this, and her name is Cassandra.
Yep.
Cassie.
Cassie, yeah.
I don't know why they needed to tell us that. Cassandra, Cassie, whatever. Ventura. She filed a lawsuit for rape in 2018 and said that he made her have unwanted sex with male sex workers.
Yep.
And, like, did things... One of them was weird. It was like he made her carry a gun... So that for protection, so that she felt like, look how dangerous he is. She better protect herself.
Really? So gave her a gun to protect from him?
No, to protect herself because he was so badass.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right?
Okay.
So that was kind of the former partner. The most recent one, Trey, and there's a bunch in between, but the most recent one was from... Producer, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but there's so many Lils out there. Producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones.
Never heard of him.
Well, he's a producer. He didn't do anything. He was apparently a male, and he was subjected to unwanted advances by P. Diddy. He was drugged and made to sleep with sex workers. And he claims he has video evidence of this.
Oh, shit. That could be interesting.
And that's why I said, uh-oh, if you're P. Diddy. And so I'm gonna follow up. But there was one other funny thing, and I don't mean to make anything about sexual assault or rape or anything funny, but the name attached to this is funny. Apparently, hanging out during all this was Prince Harry. And, of course, deny, and whatever. But that name is floated around as from multiple accusers. Like, he's been hanging out with P. Diddy during all of this.
Really? Is that the bald one or the one with hair?
I have absolutely no idea. One of them's redhead and one of them's something and one of them's something. I don't know. Prince, whoever. But all I know is they're part of the British family.
Holy
And the
shit.
Idea that one of them, I don't know, is that the is that, what's her name? Or they came over and they wanted.
The wife that just came out with cancer? Is that?
I don't know. Who came out with cancer?
You haven't heard about that? Oh, man.
All I know is that a couple of them came over here and said, we don't want the attention anymore or the money.
Isn't that Prince Harry?
Maybe he did. That's why he didn't need the money anymore.
P. Diddy was hooking him up.
Sex trafficking with P. Diddy.
Let's see here. Prince Harry.
You're going to look it up right now on the show live. Look it up, right? Not live, but on the show.
Prince Harry named in $30 million Sean Diddy Combs sexual lawsuit.
I wasn't lying.
So, no, that is not the one that's bald. That's a younger one. So,
is this the one with the red hair?
Yeah, this is the one that looks like red hair. Carson Wentz. Yeah.
Carson Wentz. No one knows who that is, Trey. He's an old quarterback. So, there you go. So, P. Diddy fans, man, I didn't see that one coming.
This Prince Harry connection is pretty interesting.
Seriously, the whole thing is fucking crazy. I mean, trafficking? Yeah, at first I read child trafficking, and then I got really pissed, and then I realized it was adult trafficking, and I became just a little less pissed, but I was still pissed. I mean,
Prince Harry doesn't even look like somebody that would listen to rap music, much less traffic women.
Money and drugs, baby. He's ready to roll.
I guess so. Wow.
I want to know what his wife thinks of the whole thing, but... Maybe she was there too. Mm-hmm. No, wasn't he with, what's her name? Meghan Markle or whoever?
There you go,
it was?
Yeah. I think that's his wife, yeah. Maybe that's how he met her.
She's there too.
She was partying.
Partying.
See her up on the strip pole.
Everyone's just fucking.
Karen's going to be pissed if we say something about Meghan Markle being up.
Oh, yeah. Karen, calm down. We know you're at your party right now dancing.
Take it easy.
I don't know. Do you have anything to add about P. Diddy? It was a shock. And again, the only reason I say that is because every time I've seen him, he seems like a nice kind of down to earth guy. You know, no, I mean,
shit. I mean,
you know more about him than I do. So you laugh.
Well, yeah. I mean, just seeing him around like Biggie Smalls. And,
oh, so I'm way off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just seeing how they come up and the way, you know, the lyrics, you know, depict women and stuff like that. It's just like, I don't think it's far-fetched. I guarantee probably something's going to come out where somebody in his entourage was doing something they shouldn't have without him knowing,
right.
Which he's appalled about. And
right. You sound so gangster right now.
You know, right now?
You know, Biggie and all that, the lyrics, shit.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
No. Okay, but I didn't know that. Like I said, one of the only things I saw him on was that movie, and he was funny.
Yeah.
He was funny as shit in that movie. And I'm going by character, and that's wrong, but...
It's weird seeing these rappers, like, you know, even like an Ice Cube come out in these movies and it's like what he did in a comedy, and there's just a whole different side to him.
Yeah. You know,
money talks.
Yeah,
man.
I like Ice Cube, so I don't need to, don't tell me anything bad that he did.
Well, just like the NWA days. I mean,
have you seen that
documentary?
Well, look, I support that, my brother. That's what
my brother.
In fact, NWA is going to be our next theme song.
Yeah, that would be fun. But anyways, that's my thoughts. I think somebody from his entourage was doing something he didn't know about, quote unquote, and then it's going to be all.
So you think it wasn't necessarily him? It was
probably not. I think he probably knew about it.
Probably knew enough to be in trouble.
Yeah. But I'm sure all of them were like, well, I'm not going to fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
There's too much money to fuck with
yeah.
him.
Or, so yeah, or I can benefit. They
over and said,
yeah.
give it to me, P. Diddy.
Okay.
So.
Anybody with any more information on this, please contact stayinthegravepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Let's go from one superstar to another superstar. Miss Tay-Tay Taylor Swift.
Was she part of this ring?
Man, wouldn't that be something? Travis Kelce, they're all part. Guardian. Settle down, Karen. We're just joking.
Right.
For fuck's sakes.
Rainbow kissing and everything.
God, Taylor Swift does give blowjobs, I'm sure. You might just calm down.
Look at the look on her face right now.
She cannot believe.
I do what?
She cannot believe Karen. I mean, look at. Look, well, I'm pointing to this one, but you can see her. She's in disbelief about every story we've done. She can't believe ISIS. She can't believe P. Diddy.
My Taylor's
your Taylor's about mad about a lot of P. things Diddy right did. Now. Yeah. yeah.
Can't believe ISIS got away with it.
But the real reason Taylor's mad, we're going to do some Tay-Tay talk. We haven't done it in a while. It's going to be very fast.
Okay.
First off, real quickly, people are now turning on her a little bit. Did you know that?
There I
are
didn't
a few
know.
There's a group that's calling her entitled.
Really?
Because TNT, Taylor and Travis, if you oh, don't wow. know if you don't know the lingo.
I did not know that. What is it not Travis and Taylor? Is he not?
Okay, well either way, okay. it's TNT.
It's got to be Travis.
They shut down a very popular gym in LA so that only celebrities could work out for about 6 hours and people were pissed.
Wow.
They rented it out. They nobody could get in.
I mean, money talks.
Seems a little entitled, though.
If I have a fucking membership, though, I'd be pissed.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't seem like something Taylor Swift would do if she's so sweet.
About the people, yeah.
But anyway, the reason that she's really upset is because the two were seen possibly arguing at Nobu in Malibu.
Nobu in Malibu.
Nobu is sushi, famous sushi, Japanese restaurant. Really good,
did obviously. One of them not want sushi and the other one did?
And they're slowing down the faraway paparazzi conversation that they caught. And they swear that she's yelling at him and she says, I already asked you for that. What could that possibly mean?
Anal.
Rainbow kiss. but the point is, what the fuck? I mean, they're just eating lunch and everybody's now
are they
like,
not allowed to argue?
They're arguing, yeah. And so right now, that is what happened when he and this is, I can't believe people are saying this.
She has to believe it. I heard some, sorry, quick side note. I heard some story that he spent half of his yearly earnings last year on gifts for her. Like he made like
probably
$15 million dollars and
he only made 15.
Yeah. Something like 15. Well, I mean for a tight end, $15 million a year is probably good money for a tight end, you know,
but for that tight end, he's pretty important, pretty crucial.
So, supposedly he spent half of his earnings just on,
well,
gifts
that's
for her
stupid
last year.
Because she makes 20 times that much in, one tour.
Can you imagine I can't travel with you, you know, or have to travel?
I'm going to be back. Coach. I'm going to coach.
I'll fly to China.
Can you imagine, like if she gives him a really cheap gift for, she and he's like, really? Really?
For made you something.
I made you your Valentine present.
I made you this sweater like a paper mache collage.
Here's a ticket. Here's a book of coupons.
Coupons.
For,
is it coupons or coupons?
You know what? Either one's fine, Trevor.
Okay.
For a back rub or a kiss or, you know, even a nice BJ. Like, whatever.
Do you think that has to... one coupon is for spit, one's for swallow?
You never cease to disappoint, Trey. I was just talking about a coupon book of nice massages, and
you said BJ's.
I did.
You opened that door.
Unless it's like 2,000 of them, just spend some dough.
Let me ask you: would you mark out like massage and write in BJ and give her the coupon?
White out and shit.
Why does this one look marked out, Travis?
I don't know. It's your coupon book.
It's your cheap ass coupon book. Yeah. Give me the BJ.
But but then all is good because when they were on vacation in the Bahamas, they were seen kissing on the beach in knee deep water.
Okay.
They had to specify. She was at
knee deep water.
Taylor had a yellow bikini with white stripes called, it's a Montce, Montce brand. Hmm. It is for sale. They're not quite sold out.
A Target?
I'm sure. Her hair was in a ponytail.
Of course.
But Kelsey had blue printed swim trunks.
Okay.
That's all they said about him.
That's it? Was he cleanly shaven?
Yeah, I guess. But they were kissing and they were happy at the Bahamas and they went to Nobu and she might have
now
said...
Now they're pissed.
I already asked you for that. It might have been like...
Sunscreen or...
It might have been like can I have a piece of your sushi or something? I don't know. But wow. But that's our Tay Tay talk. And, you know, we love our Tay Tay talk, but we're really going to try and limit it.
Deal.
But if you talk about Tay Tay and her yellow and white bikini and it's for sale, we're going to mention it because people might be interested.
I think so.
Excuse me. How about turning topics?
Okay.
And then we'll end the show. Man, I know I've said this a lot before, but what a bunch of information we just gave you tonight.
Fucking crazy.
Again, P. Diddy, Taylor, ISIS, fucking everything. Okay. I'm not seeing anything great, but trending in the United States, Laura Logan.
Laura Logan. I think she is the one that is actually studying. There's a story I've been following about mutant dogs of Chernobyl. I think she's the one that broke the story.
Oh, right.
She apparently sleeps there with these dogs and tracks them, and she's not scared of the radiation.
Where is it again? In Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Oh.
Where's that at? Is that Russia somewhere?
It's over there somewhere.
Okay. So good luck to her.
I mean, that's very bold and very brave.
Yeah, very stupid.
So, Laura, good for you. Good luck with those dogs. Trey, thank you for that information, by the way. I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well. Happy birthday, you and I.
You and
like
I.
Like the letters, you and I. Like
you
uni,
and I.
Like uni. Like.
Like you and I sex?
Yeah, that was on. Friends, like happy birthday, University of Northern Iowa or something like that.
Huh?
Who cares? Fuck okay. it. Trending and political. Good for Trump.
Good for Trump.
What did Donald do? Did he win the 100 meter?
There's no.
Did they already have the first decathlon event?
We missed it. I'd be pissed. Oh. I told my barber about that. I said, "Would you watch a decathlon to determine who our next president would be?" He said, "Absolutely."
If you took a poll in this country and said, these two assholes are going to do a decathlon. And it's not just normal. A couple normal.
100% would watch
it. High dive this. I forgot Greco-Roman wrestling.
Holy shit, that would be so funny.
Oil.
With their little singlets
on.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Those little head things.
I guarantee
that would be awesome.
You this country would go, we'll forgo our democracy and an election process, and we'll just watch it on there.
Beat his ass.
Can you imagine both sides?
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Or and having it in it where they come down the aisle at the beginning, yes. Like in wrestling or in boxing, and
yes.
They got the trainers,
theme music.
The trainers massaging them and stuff.
Biden with this little walker as he's coming down.
It's pudding.
It's like, I wonder where the fuck am I?
What would his walkout song be?
Oh, it's probably some like
sort of.
Oh my God, my grandfather used to listen to this shit. What's his name? They call him Old Blue Eyes. A Sinatra song.
No, you think like that would pump him up?
New, yeah.
Okay. New, what about Donald? York. Would Donald try to be modern, or would he go like '80s, maybe, like a little Whitesnake or something?
I guess
here I go again on my own.
Insane Clown Posse for some time.
God, we've got
some
it.
Some white zombie.
Somehow, some way, people, anybody listening, maybe we'll make a clip out of this, but somebody's got to help promote. And fund.
And fund.
And talk.
This decathlon.
talk these two candidates into this decathlon, this would make both everybody money, including us.
So any of our friends, if you know Biden or you know Trump, let them know of our idea.
I guarantee Donald would do it. I don't think Joe would do it. I think Donald would be like, I'll fucking kick his ass.
I don't even care about getting credit. I just want to have a front row seat for that.
Yeah, as long as we were like just involved somehow.
And some hot dogs and hamburgers,
maybe. The extra, the combo meal, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Trending in political figures, Pete Buttigieg. Do you know who that guy?
I think he was one of the
Hold on, let me try again. Pete Buttigieg.
I think he was one of the guys that was found in the P. Diddy raid.
Oh.
Yeah, they found him underneath one of the desks chained up with a ball gag in his mouth. So I don't know what he was doing down there, but maybe trying to find supporters or...
Do you know why this is so funny?
Why?
Because he's a gay man.
Whoops.
He's a...
See? And you thought I would do my research before these shows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I ever doubted. He is a liberal, and he was running for president, and a lot of people
running from something.
A lot of people really like him, but all that does to me is prove that you've done your research and that he enjoys other men.
Why not
the company of other men?
Yeah, powerful men.
That was fantastic. That's all that needs to be said. That trending in news. Joy Reid with NBC News.
Joy Reid with NBC News?
Yeah, she's trending with NBC News. So Joy Reid. I don't know who Joy Reid is.
Maybe they got upset with her for being one of the backup dancers in that Jason Aldean video. I mean, that probably was frowned upon at NBC.
Yeah. What would a backup dancer do in that video?
I think she was just oiled up on a big Chevy truck, sliding down the hood.
Oiled up.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
Was it a white bikini with yellow stripes? And you can get it from...
She bought it. It's not sold out yet.
Was it Maurice Morceau?
Moss something. Yeah. Look.
Target.
I'm going to ask my wife or sister tomorrow what that... How do you pronounce that? Because it... whatever. Trending in the United States. Okay. Volo. V as in Victor, O-L-O, Volo. What in the hell is Volo?
That is the name of the new band that includes Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp, and Dak Prescott.
What kind of music is it?
It's like an R&B.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Chill.
Relax. So, just some Who's nice singing? R&B.
Which one's the singer?
I don't think any of them sing. I think they just dance side to side, and then they just throw in some background music. That's what they do.
Side to side. All right, so go check out Volo. I think their tour is coming up in the next off season. Yeah. Shannon Sharp's available, but Dak Prescott, he might be available.
He might be available, yeah.
Sports trending. Wes Miller. Who the hell is you? Do you know who Wes Miller
is? Wes Miller. He is the point guard for... what's that team that played the other day? I fucked that one up.
What's that team that played the other day?
There
are a couple teams that have played basketball.
In the March Madness. He's a point guard for that.
A college.
I'm trying to think of that Cinderella team that was winning recently. Oakland. That's what it was.
Oh, they won
they
one
upset
game.
A few teams. He's the only white guy on the team.
Oh.
And he's the point guard.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But...
ooh, I don't know about this. I'm not clicking. We're not clicking, right? Trending in political figures is the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Francis Scott Key.
Do you know who Bridge. Francis Scott Key is?
Any musician?
Came up with the national anthem.
Ooh. The black one or the white one?
Oh, you know how to get me going. the only national anthem in this country, gotcha. The Star Spangled Banner, was Francis Scott. Oh, wait, what?
So he has a bridge?
Or she hit he's a flag. No, he did the name.
America.
America. So he did something. But there's a bridge, I guess, dedicated to him. I wonder if
is it in France?
They better not be Sorry. They better not be trying to pull this bridge, like the name, away.
Or destroy the bridge. Take the bridge down, goddamn it.
We will be, Staying the Great Podcast will be protesting.
Will we?
By ourselves.
Where the fuck is the bridge at?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay. That's not important.
I'm going to look it up. It's probably New York. But like, come on.
Oh, shit.
Are we getting to this point?
We don't even know trending. Where the damn bridge is. But we're going to protest for it.
We'll be there tomorrow. It's furthest away.
In Montana. Get rid of it.
Wait for summer. Trending in political figures, Donna Brazile.
Donna Brazile?
Yes. Unfortunately, I know who this is, but...
Was this the creator of cornflakes?
That's exactly who it is. She created cornflakes, and she really screwed the pooch. Donna Brazile is actually a black woman. That doesn't matter. I'm not saying there's a problem with her being a black woman, but she is. And she has been a thorn in the side of anybody on the conservative side of politics.
Is she from Brazil?
Yes. What happened was is that when she was born, she was set on a doorstep, and no one knew who she was. So they said, well, we're just going to name her Brazil. After the country.
So we'll name her Donna.
She's in Brazil, yeah. Donna Brazil.
That's a
Because they found her at dawn.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's some crazy way they fucking name these people.
Yeah, you found her at dawn. She's in Brazil. Donna Brazile. I mean,
makes perfect sense.
All right, I'm glad I'm here also to help our listeners.
With the facts.
Yeah, you get facts on this show.
100% facts.
Sports trending in the NHL, hockey, there we go. The Jets, which is Winnipeg. Do you know where that is, Trey?
That is in Montana. Because it's cold.
I'm sorry. I almost spit up.
City, right?
No, that is incorrect. Give it another go.
Okay.
We're gonna sit here until you get it right.
North Dakota.
That would be incorrect.
Give me, is it
it's on the not in the United States.
Or southern
it's
hemisphere?
Not in the United States.
Russia.
Yes, Winnipeg, Russia.
Boom.
No.
Were they affected by the bombing?
This would be Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh.
Winnipeg, Ontario.
That was my next guess.
So I'm not sure if they either won or if they made the playoffs or something.
They probably didn't win.
Also, in sports, I don't understand this. Trending, Achilles.
Achilles.
Like your Achilles tendon, like the guy that got shot in his heel. I'm
trying to think of anybody that was
Greece,
down recently.
With an Achilles?
Yeah.
I have no clue how that could be sports related, but
I mean, it had to be an athlete went down, a major athlete went down with an Achilles, but I can't imagine why we wouldn't have heard about
all
that.
I know is I have Achilles issues because I'm getting older, and sometimes I wake up and I'm like, they don't feel too good.
No shit.
By the way, trending in music is P. Diddy.
Did he come out with a new song?
That's what it was.
What it is.
He's a clean man. He came out with a nice religious Christian song.
Some business ideas on how to make money.
It had nothing about women, nothing about anything like that.
No. About that governor that was ball gagged underneath.
Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Something like that. NBC News. Epstein. Seems to always be trending, so. There's our trending topic tonight. The Buttigieg thing was great. You didn't.
I was.
It's just because you didn't know that he was gay, and here he is performing acts with other men with ball bags, and I'm just like,
whoops.
If somebody listened to this show and we weren't so obvious about the mistake, if it was. Then somebody might be like, "Do you hear about Pete?" Like,
we're gonna be like, fucking up some news.
Yeah, we're throwing
hopefully
people
on
the
these
bus.
Stories remember, will be on
well,
the news.
You threw the Montana governor. You said he was doing something with the priest.
I saw that clip the other day. That was pretty funny. The look on your face was great.
Anyway, all right. Well, Taylor, she can't believe she can't believe, first off, that the show's already over. Look, I mean, her face right now. She's like, really, guys? And then you look at Taylor.
She wants more time.
Now she, and you look over there and you're going, she's just like, you only talked about me for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Tay Tay talk needs to be at least 10 minutes.
Right.
And I love.
I like the fact there's a guy's crotch in there too. So I don't
understand. Oh, what's going on there? I didn't even notice that. Mm. I love how you noticed the guy's crotch.
A little. Yeah.
But anyway.
A little stitches thing.
I tell you what, like I said it a lot tonight. If you ever question that we don't give you everything, you got it tonight. We will see you next time. We love you.
Later.
God, I gotta hit the right music. I'm tired after that one.
Here, just the facts and the fair. We look at both sides, do our best to compare. In this podcast realm where we compromise, balance is key and the facts don't lie. Stay in the gray where perspectives intertwine. We seek the truth in the gray we define. In this podcast journey, minds open wide. Shades of truth on this impartial ride.
I never want to turn it down because you're jamming. Do you think that Karen was part of the P. Diddy ring?
That's why she's
pissed. That's why she's mad.
She's angry at us men because P. Diddy was raiding her.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like she might be a little upset about that.